If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome. It's the podcast where, look, I'll be really honest with you. We talk utter nonsense and rubbish. That's right. It's Is It Just Me? With me, Joe Elvin, and that one, James Williams.
Hello.
Say hello.
Hello.
Yes. And, you know, it's about time, I think, that all the stupidest bits of life, particularly in this lockdown life where we've all sort of like had way too much time to navel gaze and think about all the tiny things. But it's the tiny things that really matter in life, isn't it, James? And that's why we're here to debate them today.
It really is. I'm just hoping I still haven't lost the ability to make a conversation because it's been such a long time since I actually spoke to anyone. So this could be awkward.
Well, it's not just you who's lost the art of conversation, but that's why we've got one of the best in the business with us to dissect and debate all the latest, hottest topics. It's TV star Michelle Keegan is with us. Hello, Michelle.
Hello. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you for having me on today.
Thanks for being here. Do you know how to hold conversations with people? Because frankly, we're a little bit nervous that we've lost the ability.
You know what? I actually don't. The only people that I've been speaking to, probably I can count them on my left hand and then my dogs. That's it. For the past year, that's all I've been doing. And I think we've relied on social media a lot and texting. That's all I've been doing for the past year, really.
Yes, I have very sore thumbs from all my WhatsApp groups.
Yeah, the amount of WhatsApp groups I've accumulated over the past year is ridiculous. I can't keep up.
I know, editing yourself or leaving WhatsApp groups is going to be like an actual hobby come this month.
Yeah.
It'll be like a full-time job. But also, it was really interesting because there was a survey, wasn't it? Somebody came up with some research a few weeks ago that said apparently there's a thing called lockdown brain because we've not been going into settings where we're making small talk. Apparently part of your brain has really suffered as a result of it. And apparently the art of small talk is a really important thing to keep your brain fully functioning.
Mm. Can I just ask, James, did you have that up your sleeve as a conversation starter? That seems like the kind of thing that you read in advice columns. Sort of like, research a couple of topics to open conversation.
Well, you know me, Joe, always a deputy head boy, always doing my homework. super SWAT here, obviously. Always prepared.
But so Michelle, what has been going on in your life, Michelle? You've been filming Brassic.
Yeah, that's been, well, it was meant to be 4 months because of COVID, we had a few pushbacks. And that recently finished. I finished a couple of weeks ago. So I was filming that for 7 months all in all, which for me, I feel like I was very lucky to be able to do that just because I had a little bit of normality in my life and a little bit of structure. Obviously, the first few months of lockdown, it was all over the place. You know, I was getting up at whatever time and I was trying to do workouts, whether it was in the evening or the morning. Whereas when I was working, I was up at a certain time, I was eating at certain times, I was going to bed at certain times. So for me, I felt very lucky because I sort of need that in my life. So for me, it was very, very normal for me. The only thing that I couldn't do was obviously see family and friends, which was quite hard because I was surrounded with so many people but yet I couldn't see my loved ones. I found that difficult.
It is difficult, that. And have you seen them now?
Yes. Yeah. We've had a few barbecues over the Easter weekend in the garden and things, which was lovely. Well, on the one day that we actually had was quite nice.
Well, I was saying it does feel, doesn't it, since the clocks have gone forward, like literally a physical light's been turned on.
Yeah.
Like everyone's moods have lifted. We're getting a bit more freedom back. It just feels like everyone is looking a little bit happier. And anyone you talk to is feeling a little bit more positive. So, you know, fingers crossed it keeps going. And so then, Michelle, have you got your next gig lined up? Are you going to enjoy a bit of a rest now? Seems you had an extended shoot, I guess, on Brass Tape.
Yeah, because we start filming again in the next few months, I think July. So there's a very tight window. And it would have been great to get something in that space, but we didn't know what time we were going to finish. So at the minute, I'm just enjoying life at home and being able to see family and friends for the next few months.
Yeah.
Oh, and tell us about your collaboration with Very. How's that going?
Yeah, it's going really well. We just launched our spring collection, and obviously it's been a shift from the winter. So all the nice pastel colours are coming in now and a bit of a spring vibe going on, which is my favorite time of year. I love the sort of change from the layers and the jumpers to the, you know, the bright shirts and the vests and things like that, and the nice summer dresses. So for me, it's my favorite collection up to now.
You're definitely the chicest person I've seen in lockdown. You've got enough hair to tie it back, and you've got a very fetching tank top on, whereas I'm sitting here waiting to get my roots done and looking like one of the monkeys.
No, honestly, the reason why my hair looks like this is because I've actually got a hair mask in. That's the reason why.
Oh, you see, is next level grooming.
And I'll stand up now. I know I'm on audio and not on camera, but I'm actually wearing tracksuit bottoms.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I'm not the glamorous.
Yes, you are. You were my cover girl recently. I know how glamorous you are.
Oh, that was after a team did my makeup and hair. I don't look like that on a normal day today.
Please.
We were saying earlier, Michelle, I think it feels like everyone's literally, with the shops ready to open up again, I think people are ready to spend on clothes. Because like you said, we've all been just in comfort. I mean, I feel like I've been putting on the same variation of an outfit every day in the past 12 months. And I think there's a real...
Oh, me too.
Honest though, I'm going to be furious the first time I have to wear a pair of high heels. I don't think I can ever do it again.
I felt furious the first time I wore a pair of jeans.
Yeah.
I felt so uncomfortable in jeans.
What is this strange sensation around my midriff? Yeah.
It was horrible.
Yeah. Why are my jeans not elasticated? Can someone come up with those, please?
Yeah.
Maybe you should design some, you know, sort of like elasticated pastel jeans.
Oh, okay, Joe.
You can have
the team with
that.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Leave it with me.
Yeah. The sexiest pitch of the day goes to.
Yeah, you see, still got it. I work in fashion, don't you know?
But yeah, so you're looking forward to a nice summer. Then you're back at work. When are you technically back at work then, Michelle? You got
end of July. Obviously, I've got a few things in between. I've actually got a shoot today to do at home by myself. I do gallery shoots at home now, and a gallery shoot is for the online clothes from Very. So I have to do like 40 changes, and I have my own selfie mirror that I have to take pictures in. It's basically, you know, when you go online and you look at the clothes, what you want to buy, and you see them all like all together. I do those shots now at home in a mirror.
But do they pay you extra for that?
No, they don't.
Oh, my goodness. We need to have a word. Yeah.
I know, so get me back in that studio. Yeah. At first, it was quite a novelty. I quite enjoyed it at first. But now it's like, oh. God, I've got a gallery shoot. It takes all day and the house gets turned upside down and I have to get the lighting right. Because obviously here, 1 minute it's sunny, then it's cloudy. So it's quite difficult, actually.
It is amazing. But it is amazing, isn't it, how everyone's adapted.
Someone
made a really good point at the Screen Actors Guild Awards the other night. And they said these, because every red carpet at home pictures have really moved on.
Yeah.
Compared to like the very first digital ceremony where somebody was literally like in the kitchen lighting with the really unflattering angle. Now people have got like constructed sets in their back gardens with pergolas and stages. And it's like.
It's so true. They look flawless as well. Unbelievable.
Yeah. They really are. But yeah,
well, much like us right now. Yeah. Yeah.
And so obviously Michelle Berry's available right now, I'm guessing, in the next couple of weeks.
It's right. It's out now. We launched it a few days ago, so it's all brand new. It's all very exciting. And it's one of them as well where I think, like you said, people haven't been spending over the past year. So it's sort of like a shift in, I would say, people's wardrobes. If they want something different, something to make them smile, it's definitely spring vibe.
Have you ever seen The Hunger Games? I feel like we're in about another 3 weeks, we're all going to look like the audience at the Capitol, all sort of like blue hair, pierced lip, multicolored, holographic clothes. We're all going to go a little bit insane.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to look very, very extra.
But yeah.
Michelle, is there one piece of the collection you think is going to be a real hero piece you think everyone's going to love? The one you're going to go back?
My hero piece is an apple green tea dress, which obviously you can wear up, dress up or down. And I just wear it with like nice little white trainers. I roll the sleeves up. I just think it's really easy to wear, but it's a bit of a wow dress. So that's definitely my favourite.
Cool. And it's
get involved, everybody.
And it's not slouchy pants, you know. It's
not slouchy pants, and it's not jeans.
Oh, but thanks, Michelle. So basically, what you know the drill. You can't just come here and do a little chat. You've also got to get involved in some very heated debates about very silly things. Are you ready to do
this? Oh, yes. I am ready for this, yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Actually, this one is very, I think, on brand with what we've been talking about with your collection with Very, Michelle, because I've realised this in the past week especially. I think because the clock's changing in my head now, I've literally gone straight, oh, it's British summertime, you know? Mm-hmm. And I keep being caught out where I'm out walking the dog in like a t-shirt and a pair of shorts and it's literally -1 and I'm freezing and everyone in the dog park's looking at me like I'm a complete maniac. But I think I have this really weird thing with weather that, you know, a bit like Field of Dreams, if you build it, it will come. I always think, if I dress for the weather will play ball and work around my wardrobe, and it doesn't really work that way. Yeah. And now I've suddenly got to a point where I've literally packed all the winter stuff away in the wardrobe. And I'm in this really halfway house where I'm just constantly not dressed properly. Quite alone in jumping the shark when it comes to seasonal sort of transitional clothing.
Yeah, honestly, that is so me at the minute. I'm in the process actually of moving house. So I did my wardrobe yesterday. So I've packed away all my winter coats, all my winter jumpers, because I refuse to wear them in April. I'm like, no, spring is here. Like, I'm sat in a vest top right now, but you go outside and it's freezing temperatures. But I refuse to wear any sort of winter clothing. And I've packed them away in a box. And I'm not going to see them again now till October.
That is so courageous. It's courageous. And how is it that I'm the Australian and I'm the one not falling for this anymore in Britain? I have fallen for this so many years. I went to my friend's house in the Cotswolds for the weekend, not for the weekend, for the day, for lunch. Mm. And it was warm and sunny when I left the house, but I took 2 jumpers, a blanket and a coat just so that I could layer.
Layers.
And I ended up, I was so dressed that I had to go to the bathroom and undress a little bit so I could sit in the courtyard. But I'm telling you, there is no crueler mistress on earth than British weather. It lies to us constantly. The minute I leave the house in T-shirt and shorts is, you know, I leave feeling very happy with myself, no coat. And then half an hour later, it's blowing chunks of ice in your face. And April is the worst for that. You know, I know that, and I'm the Aussie. Come on, guys.
I don't know. I think it's a bit like running a marathon. I kind of forget, and I think I'll just start all over again. You are right. British weather is the original troll.
What happened bank holiday weekend, the Easter bank holiday weekend. 1 minute I was putting sun cream on, the next minute I was wearing thermals.
But Michelle, you're northern as well, but so maybe you're just a bit hardier in the cold than I am.
I would love to say that I am, but honestly, I am the worst when it comes to feeling cold. I hate, my mood can literally take such a dip in the cold. It's ridiculous.
Oh,
I'm the same. Yeah.
I'd rather be too cold than too hot, though.
Oh, God, no.
I'm the opposite.
Yeah.
Oh, I was actually speaking to my friend the other day. We were doing night shoots in February when it was snowing, when the weather was really bad. And we literally moaned from start to finish. But now that we're talking about it, we're like, oh, wasn't that the best night ever? Didn't we have so much fun? Because you try and put like a good spin on it. You know, you look back on memories. But I'm not sure. When we were there, we hated every second of it. I was actually contemplating, why did I choose to be an actor?
But did you have to wear like inappropriate clothing? Like you couldn't just rug up and,
Well, that was it. I was on a night shoot doing... like we're the girls' night out, so we're wearing like dresses, no jackets, heels. So in between takes, we literally had to put like the warm coats on, hand warmers, thermals, whenever we could. But yeah, that put me in a very bad mood.
See, that's when I realised I couldn't be an actor because I could not pretend that was not pissing me off like massively. It was like, how do you do it? How do you keep a poker face?
I don't know.
Do that at RADA? Is there a special segment on that? How to pretend you're not cold when you're freezing?
No, you'll be able to tell when you watch it back in my eyes.
When you icicles on your nostrils, blue lips.
I talking a particularly strong look last week on that freakishly hot day last week, you know, that Tuesday where it was like 28 degrees. And everyone just hit the parks. And actually, I have to say, where I was, the park, there were people, it was busy, but everyone was being very sensible. Everyone was spread out. No one was in big groups and everything. And of course, you just sat there enjoying it. And it's all fun and games till the sun sets. In shorts and a t-shirt on my picnic blanket. It turned so cold so fast, I had to fashion my picnic blanket into some kind of poncho to wear home and walk home with my dog. I was freezing, thinking, I literally look like such a weirdo. Like,
it's so true. No one prepares for when the sun sets. That's so true.
No, I'm going out later and I will have a big coat on and probably a couple of jumpers in my handbag.
Oh, yeah.
And an umbrella. Yeah.
I love the fact that you went to the Cotswolds and took a blanket with you.
You were prepared. Yeah. It was like, I just, that's how much I hate being cold. We're at Kelly Hoppin's house and my husband's like, Kelly will have blankets. I'm like, she might not have enough. I can't trust it.
That's a good tip to have that, Joe. That's a good tip. If you're going away or something like that, you don't know. Just bring a blanket just in case.
I think the Joey from Friends system where you just wear everything you've got and then just de-layer. Yeah.
You can always remove.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I'm like you. I'd rather be too hot than too cold.
This is
where we fall out, ladies, I'm afraid.
It's the mum in me as well. I'm the mum here. Take a jumper, people. Take a jumper.
Feeling is it's much easier to warm up because you could physically jump about to warm up, whereas if you're really over hot,
that's bullshit.
You can't. I'm not going to be jumping down, James.
No. Once it gets in your bones, you're screwed.
James, this is a good one. Were you jumping up and down, or did you put the picnic blanket straight around you?
I went straight for the picnic blanket.
There we go.
Yeah. I mean, if I'd not had the picnic blanket, I probably would have died of hypothermia, to be honest. But
yeah, true.
Before you go out today, James, can you just make sure you let me know what you're wearing and I'll steer you right.
I might have to invest in some of your hand warmers because this is the thing, this is the world we live in, right? Because obviously you can now go and exercise at my local gym has now got an outside bit. So you can go, gyms, obviously they open properly from next week, but you can go. And we were there this morning and of course it's absolutely freezing cold.
Yeah, that sounds hideous.
Yeah, that's horrendous.
I did say, actually, I think just being stood out in this kind of weather is probably burning calories anyway, right? Because you're trying to
get
but there's all these little things. I was thinking, actually, you just made me think, maybe I need to get some hand warmers because it was my hands that go cold. Mm-hmm. Physically, you're jumping about and doing stuff, but my hands are about ready to drop off.
Especially when you've got dumbbells and the metal dumbbells and the metal's gone that cold, it feels like you're picking up ice lollies. Instead of an actual dumbbell.
Michelle, you're going to love it. In another strong look from James, I was doing it in my ski gloves today.
No, you
were. See, I thought. No.
You're going to get a name for yourself around the wilds of South London. This is sort of like some really eccentric. especially if your hair gets much longer.
I know. I'm trying to get to that question. I need to get out. No. Maybe we should end this topic right here before I embarrass
myself. Yeah, I think we should.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
For everyone, especially me and my dignity. So next up, Joe, Michelle, because, you know, I've made myself sound mental enough or crazy enough. is it just me?
Who yes. Is- yes, it is. Whatever it is. Yeah.
End of conversation. is it just me who is taken to just randomly dancing around my kitchen or bathroom or anywhere in the house when the mood takes me? Not in my ski gloves, you'd be glad to hear, but just randomly.
Yeah, what? Just wearing nothing.
Yeah, I want to know what you're wearing, actually, James.
Well, it depends if I've come back from I'm freezing my arse over the outside in, or if I'm in my dressing gown. I think what it is, it's more about when the mood takes me. And I think because, and I'm not even drunk. Like normally, you know, you have to be drunk to dance around your kitchen, right? I feel like one of the knock-on effects for me is, I didn't realise, but I think I actually quite like dancing. And you've been doing something for such a long time. And suddenly, you know, a song comes on the radio. And before I know it, I'm busting out moves with my dog.
That's really cute. You must be in a really good mood in lockdown, James.
Yeah.
To be doing that.
Or again, Michelle, I think in a bit like trying to jinx myself, I think if I dress appropriately, the weather will play around me. If I pretend I'm in a really good mood, I'll end up in a good mood. But, but to be honest, I even thought about turning into like a thing, like on Instagram, when you're dancing with my dog, where just every day I'd have a different song where me and my dog dance around.
Oh, there's a lot of dog lovers do that. Yeah, you should definitely do that.
But
what about you, Michelle? Are you and Mark busting moves around the kitchen?
I'll be honest, I have once or twice, but that's after a glass of wine. And it's normally me solo. I have done that. Also, as well, for some reason, now and again, I do like a bit of karaoke, and I've realised that I do it on my own. Like, I'll set the karaoke machine up. This is like a Friday night or a Saturday night again. But I will set the karaoke machine up and just bust out a few songs in the kitchen. That's never happened to me in my life before lockdown.
What's your go-to tune?
Oh, I do like Walking in Memphis by Cher. A bit old school, but yeah, at first it starts off like one or two songs, and then it takes me into, you know, the early hours of the morning.
And I'm having a great being time. Rude, may I ask, can you sing?
I knew you were going to ask that, and the answer is no. I would love to be able to say that I can, but honestly, I really can't.
And I think it's in those moments, you have to look to the dog's reaction to see whether or not you can sing.
Oh, yeah. 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 And looking at their faces, I definitely cannot sing. Most of the time, as soon as I get the karaoke machine out, they've gone out the kitchen. They're nowhere to be seen. So that tells me everything I need to know.
The only time I dance is... It's a really useful device for getting rid of my teenage daughter if I want some peace and quiet. But she's really into K-pop at the moment, and all I have to do is try and mimic some of her K-pop stars' moves. And
what's
that's
K-pop?
It. Korean pop stars.
Yes.
It's on TikTok. A huge thing. Some on TikTok, but then just seem to be everywhere in my life: YouTube, television, the radio, the stereo. She's obsessed. So if I need a break, I will start trying to sing or dance to K-pop, and then she leaves me alone.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Michelle, have you
50-year-old woman doing K-pop moves.
Michelle, have you succumbed to TikTok in lockdown? It did feel like TikTok exploded, didn't it, in lockdown?
Yeah.
The people that embraced it.
No, I didn't actually. I think I did a few right at the beginning to entertain myself. But I think that went after a week. Because then you've got to learn dances, you've got to learn. It's too much hassle. Get me out in the sunshine, because it was gorgeous that time when TikTok went massive. And I was like, no, just get me a jigsaw and get me outside in that sunshine.
You're a jigsaw gal.
I was in lockdown, yeah. I got into a habit of doing them and taking a picture after I finished. And I went through my pictures every day, and I think I did about 13, 14 jigsaws.
Wow.
Yeah, it turned into a bit of a hobby of mine, actually, in lockdown.
I think I've mentioned this before on this podcast, but I'll never forget, we interviewed Megan Mullally years ago from Will and Grace, you know, Karen from Will and Grace.
Yeah.
And she and her husband, Nick Offerman, they like doing puzzles. But then what they like to do is, when they finish the puzzle, run around their house trying to find items so they can dress up like the picture of the puzzle. So there's something that you can take. Yeah, you could go next level with that.
Okay, that's a new one. Yeah. I don't know how I'm going to dress up as a veterinarian now. That was the last one that I did. It was a vet with loads of dogs around them. So,
well, you've got a dog.
Yeah. I just need to get maybe a picnic blanket that's white, like James, and wrap it around
a really scary looking thermometer, and you're done.
Done it. Easy.
Can I tell you, the picnic blanket is a very versatile tool to have in your sort of dressing up box arsenal. I'll just say, you know.
What colour is this picnic blanket?
It's sort of like a grey blue marley check. I think it's
okay, tasteful. Yeah.
Oh.
It's an old promo item that somebody gave me years ago. Actually, it was one of those things. You know, sometimes when you get like a promotional item to sort of help, you know, promote a film or a TV show, you think that's the worst item ever. This is one of those ones that actually has been really well used.
Useful as well.
And now worn, I can actually say. Not many people can say that about their picnic blankets.
Jerry Halliwell once gave me, as a press present, an overnight bag, literally 20 years ago, and I've still got it.
What was in it? Nothing, just a bag.
Nothing. It's just a bag. It's a weekend bag.
Oh,
yeah. So thanks, Jerry. You've seen me right. Yeah.
So can I quickly ask them, Michelle, did the jigsaw thing come out of nowhere, or did you like do it as a kid?
No, my mum is a massive Jigsaw fan. So that, from when I used to watch my mum do it, when she was having me time, she likes to call it me time, meaning me and my brother get out the house while I make myself a coffee and do my Jigsaw. So I think I always associated it with being relaxed.
Yeah.
So obviously, because of lockdown, and it was actually quite stressful at the beginning because you didn't know what was going on. I thought, right, I'm going to try Jigsaws. So I ordered a few on Amazon, and I just found it really relaxing. So I used to do them at night, and then when the weather went nice, I used to take them in the garden with me, and I just sit in the garden with my dogs doing Jigsaws. Well, yeah.
And let me ask you, when your mum did them, did she get really cross if anybody else managed to find solve a piece?
Oh yes, we weren't.
My mum was the same. Yeah.
I remember putting a piece in. And she was like, Michelle, no. I remember slapping my hand away. She took the piece out that I did and put it back in the box. Now that is crazy.
That's the kind of thing my mum would do. Yeah.
I think it's a sense of achievement when she's done it by herself at the end. But yeah, I remember her doing that actually.
And trying to forget that she'd seen that you'd solved it, so that she could do it herself.
I turned into my mother in lockdown. That's what happened.
Yeah, we all did.
Definitely. And so Michelle, did you do any other sort of lockdown cliche hobbies or anything like that, or was this a jigsaw?
No, I did. I tried to bake the banana bread. Horribly wrong. Horribly wrong. That didn't go very well. So I did try.
No good comes of bananas.
No, it was rubbish. And I did try and bake again because I love cooking. So I thought baking would come naturally to me, and it just didn't. I just couldn't get the ingredients right at all and the measurements. So that didn't go very well. I did a spot of gardening. I enjoyed that.
Nice.
What else did I do in lockdown? Oh, I cut Mark's hair.
How did that work?
That went wrong.
Oh, did it? Oh, tell us more.
Oh, it was so bad. It was so bad. You know Peaky Blinders? it was like that, but 100 times worse. It wasn't even. It was all over the shop.
A little choir boy.
Yeah. In the end, we had to shave it all off. He had to have a skinhead in the end because of me. I watched a few YouTube tutorials on it, and I thought it would be really easy to do. It wasn't. It was very hard. I have a newfound respect now for barbers with all the fading that they have to do and things.
It's the fading, right? It's all the different grades and all that.
Yeah.
It looks,
and you have to go up like half a grade every time. It's not just a 1 to 2. You have to like go up half, and it's all in your wrists. It's like a flick motion. It's in your wrist.
Was that in the first lockdown, Michelle, or was this in the recent one?
No, that was in the first lockdown because it was in summer, I remember. Yeah. What do we do? I think this one, because I was working, it didn't really feel like a lockdown for me.
Yeah.
I mean, how depressing. Which lockdown was it? Oh, my God.
I know. I had to work it out as well.
Oh, God almighty. Oh, save us.
We're still smiling through it all. Smiling through
it. Yeah.
Anyway, well, if like me, you've enjoyed a dance during lockdown. Do let us know, everyone. We love hearing from you. You know the usual email address. It's isitjustmepodcast@gmail.com. That is right, isn't it, Jo? It's been such a long time.
See, I didn't remember that. I was very impressed. Well done. Yeah.
Ever the professionals, Jo and I, you know our email address.
Podcast@gmail.com.
Drop us an email. Let us know what you think of the show and any suggestions for future topics. We'd love to hear them.
And guests.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Lovely. Well, believe it or not, we are now on to our final topic. And Michelle, I believe you have one for us.
I do. Is it me, or do you care about your dog's welfare more than your own?
Well, we are all dog lovers here, Michelle, so I think it's safe to say we know where this is going. But you clearly are a big dog lover yourself.
Massive, massive dog lover, yeah. I've been brought up around
dogs. How many dogs have you got?
I've got two dogs, a sausage dog and a chihuahua. And I got my sausage when I was 21. So she's always been with me, really. I used to take her into Corrie when I worked at Corrie. She was always there, and I've moved a few times, so she's always come with me. So, to be fair, she is like my child. Oh, the chihuahua is independent. Until you get your own dog, you don't realize how much love you have for your pets.
Yeah. I don't understand the people who say, I have friends who say, she is not my child. It's not my child substitute. And I have a child, but it bloody is mine because I miss having the baby. And now I've got a baby again.
Yeah. It's true.
I love it. Yeah.
I mean, I'm totally with you. So my dog, as most regular listeners know, is Bingley, and he's two. And I'm with you. So in a weird way, I think, obviously, in all seriousness, obviously, it's been a weird year for everyone. But I do feel like I end up worrying more about his well-being and his health than my own, even though we've gone through a global pandemic. Like, you know, I feel generally, touch wood, being quite healthy. But literally, if he's got like a weird looking eye bogey, or if he's sneezing, I'm like, oh my God, what's wrong with you? What have you got? So I go into a Google spiral, you know, I mean, this is going to go, without being too dark, I mean, all this stuff about dog thefts and dog thefts.
Oh God, it's a nightmare.
Literally, it's keeping me awake at night. Like, I'm just.
It has happened in my park.
It has happened in your park, Jo.
Yeah.
Oh God.
She's lucky I have a mutt who looks like she probably wouldn't get much on the black market, but it's terrifying.
What scared me the other day was that somebody on the radio from one of these sort of dog theft charities or something was saying that it's now getting to a point where it's not even about breeds or age.
It's not.
They will now steal a dog and then find the person for it. They're not going out stealing to order, if you know what I mean. They're not going out just for young puppies or particular trendy breeds. It's all dogs. So we've all So I've got a heightened sense of being really vigilant now as well when I'm out and about with him. But but also, I don't know if it's just my dog. I mean, I've got a Border Terrier, so they tend to look
they're cheeky then.
They look a bit grumpy as well. So sometimes I just look at Bingley and I go, are you really that unhappy? Is your life really, is your life?
And I think all dogs have got sort of sad eyes.
Yeah. They have the puppy dog eyes.
And to be fair, I probably am trying to make him dance with me at this point. So when he's getting,
well, then he really isn't really depressed then.
Yeah, when he's that border,
it's like, border, no, not again, Dad. Exactly. No.
I've got that Border Terrier side eye and I'm like, come on.
I was saying to James the other day, the thing that fascinates me about my dog is that she's got friends that I don't have. Like, you know, she will run up to people in the park who I don't know, who clearly know her.
Oh my God, stop.
It's so weird because Liz, she has a dog walker, and so the dog walker's got her network. And I'll hear, hi, Bella, across the park. And it's like, and she'll run up to someone and I'm thinking, well, who the hell's that? But, you know, they know my dog.
What dog have you got, Joe?
She's a little Jack Russell Shih Tzu cross. She looks like an Ewok.
Oh, that's so cute.
I know. She's a really beardy little face and an underbite. Like,
what's her name?
Bella.
Bella.
I mean, she's kind of fugly, but in a cute way. Mm. Yeah.
Well, I had this really weird thing the other day where I was walking. I was out for a walk down by the coast, and me and my friend were walking, and we walked past this fish and chip shop. And there's a really long queue. I thought, oh, they must do good fish and chips. Everyone's queuing in the freezing cold. It was that day where we really shouldn't have gone out for a walk. It was so cold. Anyway,
this is a running theme.
As we were walking past this fish and chip shop queue, I thought I'd gone mad because I heard somebody go, I heard these two men go, oh, look at Bob, there's Bingley, right?
No.
And I thought, you've imagined that, they can't have said that. And then my friend didn't say anything. We kept walking. And then about 5 minutes later, he went, did you hear those two men blatantly turn around and say, there's Bingley? And I was like, what? Oh my God. So I still don't quite know how these men knew who my dog was. But then I thought of
Instagram.
Instagram. Yeah, of course. They must follow you on Instagram.
It was so bizarre. But you know.
Bingley, he's like the Beyonce of the dogs.
Well, he does have the dance moves, as I can tell you.
Yeah. Is Mark a dog person, Michelle?
Yeah, massively.
I mean, you'd have to be, right?
He had to be. To even go on a date with me, he had to be a dog person. Literally, honestly, the most important things in my life, my dogs. I'm obsessed with them. And have you noticed now they've become more clingy because of lockdown? The dogs.
I know. Well, that's the other thing that worries me is when we all do go back to our offices.
Yeah, I can't even go to the toilet without being followed anymore. I can't even have a bath without one of them being next to the bath anymore. Mm,
to be honest, I slightly think that Bella might be quite happy to get the house back to herself at certain times of the day. She often looks at me while I'm talking to her, and it's like she's just politely waiting me to finish speaking so she can go back to sleep.
Just giving you the eyes, right? Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to humour this, but then thank God she's shut up. Thank God. Yeah.
Bingley's become so outrageous now that when I'm sat there, I'm stroking him. If I break eye contact to look at my phone or to the TV, he claws my face.
That's what my chihuahua does.
He's like, no, you must stare adoringly at me the whole time. You cannot break focus. I'm like, you are a monster.
Oh, there he is.
I was really upset you just called him a monster. I was really annoyed.
Somebody's got the front door. You talk amongst yourselves.
Where are your dogs right now?
I've locked mine out because they will be barking at any minute. They're back all the time. And they set each other off as well. And once they both go, there's no shutting them up. So they're a bit of a nightmare, really. But my mum's got one as well. And he's worse. He's the boy, you see. So I've got two girls. Mum's got the boy. And he's like the protector of all of them, but he's the smallest one. He's like the Dachshund, like a mini Dachshund. He's tiny. Is he there?
Oh, I'm back.
Yeah.
There he is.
There's one making all the noise. Yes.
Look. He just wanted to come in the camera. That's what he wanted.
Exactly.
But, he knew you were talking about him.
Talking smack.
He wanted to meet Michelle Keegan.
He did. That's what it really was. But seriously, what would we do without the dogs? They are.
It's true. I think they kept me sane, actually, through lockdown.
Oh.
They kept me sane.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah. Well, my daughter won't talk to me, so it's quite nice that I've got the dog. Yeah. Yeah. Someone is excited to see me when I get home.
Yeah, that is always nice.
Yeah.
That is
always
nice. That's the thing, is the guaranteed lovely welcome home. It's worth having a dog, you know, for that alone. It's like,
so... Oh, here's mine. Mine just walked in.
Oh, now. Yay.
Just.
Bingley started it. It started the barking, you see. Oh.
I knew this was going to happen when I let in.
No, do you know what it is? That's their way of saying, you've had your time. I've done this podcast for long enough.
That's the end of the podcast. Yeah.
Please, let me show you. I'll show you Pip. Pip's here.
Oh, hello, Pip.
She's a naughty one.
Oh, I love that. I love that big, brainy forehead.
remember that show, Pinky and the Brain?
I was just going to say exactly the same thing to you, and then I thought, no one ever knows it when I say it.
I know, because that's exactly what I think of when I look at her and a bulbous head. I love it.
That's hilarious.
Well, on that lovely note, and on that lovely cameo from Pip, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been really fun.
Oh, thank you for having me on. It has been really fun.
It's been nice,
a little chat and a bit of a gossip. I've actually really enjoyed it.
Well, yeah, and good luck with all that slave driving from Very with your gallery pictures.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. I'm going to wash my hair mask off and do the 40 changes.
Yeah. Enjoy.
We're happy to. And well, Joe, lovely to see you.
Yeah, I know. Who knew? Yeah.
We still talk. We've actually managed to find the gift of small talk once again. We should never have doubted ourselves.
Anyway. It's like riding a bike.
Anyway, thanks again, Michelle. Good luck with everything. Good luck with
the Thank you. Not,
you'll need it. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Joe, for being here, as always. And we'll see
And thank you for doing my cover, Michelle.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Thanks everyone for listening, and we'll see you again very soon.
Lots of love.
Bye.
Thanks, Laura. Thanks, everybody.
Oh, that was brilliant. Thanks.
That was super fun.
Thank you, guys. It was really fun. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Have a lovely day.